As we head over to the livestock, you made a comment before we started recording this, was hogs seem to be trading the value of corn right now.
You're right. It seems like the spread pattern, activity, whatever, is more important or whatever than the rest of it. You know, you get a day like today where corn's down 12, and then it seems like everybody wants to run out of these spreads. They want to sell the deferreds and buy the fronts. Right now, December, the only contract that's higher, and some of the back months down 100 points or more. So a big function of the spreads, I'll go ahead and stick my neck out here, because the one month that looks good, December, is the one month that I guess I feel like I actually want to consider selling. Seasonal pattern right now is for December hogs to go lower, for cash hogs to go lower, for pork product to go lower. Now, I think if all you traded was seasonals, you'd be broke, but you know, it's pretty hard to ignore that. $78 was pretty formidable resistance. We did get above that. Your next real big area is $80. So, you know, if I was a hog producer between 78 and 80, I'd definitely be using this rally to get some marketing done.
Is there some disappointment that you're seeing from the cash cattle trade?
Compared to expectations, Susan, I think without a doubt. If we'd have done this little program on Wednesday morning, I'd have probably been even more annoyingly confident that we're going to get 126 easy and have a shot at 127 in the south, and that the north would get 125. I think the south was still on track to do it and would have had the north not been such a disappointment. We've got a regional problem here in my part of the world where we've got some big cattle. Is it, you know, an overwhelming problem? No, it is not. But enough of it that we sold cattle at 123 and 122, mostly on these big guys that weigh, you know, 16 or 16 and a half. And, you know, the cattle have performed better than expected, and they lose lots of money, so maybe guys got a little stubborn with selling them. So that, I thought, hurt the south's chances. Now, I think we're doing what we got to do. In other words, we're selling some of these big cattle, most of the big cattle. We just got to stay at it here for another week or two. Basis is a little out of line again now, to the point where we got a few deliveries up here. We'll probably get a few more if the basis stays like this. But let's clean up the last of these big cattle, and then we can go higher. I think by the end of this week, we'll feel better about the market than we do right now.
And obviously, there's got to be some frustrations within the feeders because they continually bounce with how this corn market's been trading.
Talk to a lot of guys that feed cattle. Of course, you know I do, too. I think if we could just get this target to stop moving once, so that you could, put some kind of a plan together of what expectations are going to be for what cost of gains are going to be. the feeder cattle priced where they are at, you know, certainly someone has to have a much, much sharper pencil and a better calculator than I got to say that there's a whole lot of opportunity here. Everybody anticipating, you know, as we get into these tighter numbers that the market's going to go higher, as I am. But, yeah, when you got this much cost here, certainly, you know, it's no wonder that there's concern about what might happen, you know, if you get that blindside event, you know, like a September 11 or like a mad cow or you know, the recession of 08 or those kinds of things. You know, they all factor into that. So this is no small matter. This is tough call for the cattle guy right here.